Let's turn to Psalm chapter 65 tonight, Psalm chapter 65, and try to bring to you what we feel the Lord would have us to bring tonight. Psalm chapter 65. The Bible said, "Praise waited for thee, O God, in Sion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causeth to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of the waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and even evening to rejoice. Thou visited the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enriched it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing." We want to go back now to verse 4 in this passage of Scripture tonight. If that's correct, I read reading Psalm chapter 65. I listened to the pastor preach the other day, and I came across this while he was preaching in the vicinity, and the Lord laid this upon my heart. I want to try to bring it to you today, and in Psalms chapter 65. In verse 4, the Bible said, "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple." We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. And that's the subject tonight, why we're satisfied with his house. Why we're satisfied with his house. And I think in these verses, in this chapter tonight, there's the answer to what he's talking about. He explains himself as he goes here in this particular verse and chapter tonight, and tells us why that we can be satisfied with the goodness of the house of God. I thank the Lord for God's house, don't you? I thank the Lord for it. I praise God for the opportunity to be in the Lord's house. And I don't ever want to get to the place, and I've been there, and you have too, to where it seems like an ordeal just to go to church. And that's not the Lord's will for our lives. And we ought to be satisfied with what the Lord has got for us. I remember years ago when we was out of church, when we moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee, where it was called to preach. And I was trying to find a church up there, and we got to visiting churches, not knowing any at all. There were some good ones around at that time, and we didn't know what was what. And we went to some churches up there, and of course the first time I went was the last time we went, because even though backslid on the Lord, I knew better than what was going on in some of the church houses at that time. But we're satisfied with the house of God. I believe there's some reasons for it here found in this particular chapter tonight. First of all, in verses 1, we're satisfied with this house because of the praise that we find in the house of God. The Bible said, Psalm chapter 65, verse 1, "Praise waited for thee, O God, in Sion, and to thee shall the vow be performed." Now, because of praise, I'm satisfied with the house of God. I like praise, don't you? I love to praise the Lord myself. I like to thank the Lord for what He's done for me. And then I just like to praise Him. I mean, just praise the Lord for what He's done for us. And I like to see it when God's people come to His house and they come ready to praise the Lord. Lord. And we're not here to praise men tonight. We're here to praise the Lord. And we're here, of course, I believe, what to give due to those that are due is to be given, and to honor and respect even our pastor and our folks. I'm telling you, we're to praise the Lord tonight and to praise God for what He's done. If David knew anything, he knew what it was to praise God. David's life was a life of praise unto his God, and David had a reason for it, because there was a time when David met the Lord, and he got satisfied with the presence of God. And I say this one thing: if you've ever been around the presence of God, you'll never be satisfied away from His presence. If you've really been saved by God's grace, you'll not be satisfied until you're in the presence of the Lord in the house of God. It's a wonderful place to be tonight. It's not only a praise, but it's determined praise. I mean, there's determination here. Unto thee shall the vow be performed. I'm telling you, how many times have we said to the Lord, I'm going to do what you want me to do. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to worship you. And whatever you lay on my heart, I'm going to say it. I'm going to testify. And if you put in my heart to shout the victory, I'll do that too. It's a determined praise that we have to the Lord. We've all said that at some time or another. But I tell you, there's a praise that we have to the Lord. And that's why I'm satisfied with the house of God. When we come to the house of the Lord, and I see the choir begin to praise the Lord, and brother, that's an uplift for those that are saved. I don't need anything else beside that. I don't need anything else beside the house of God. The world's got all kind of things going on tonight, but that's not the place in the house of God. And the house of God's a place of praise. It's a holy place. It's a reverent place. I didn't say it was a dead place, but it's reverence. And you can be reverent and not dead. And you can praise God, I tell you, not be confused. We've got the right to praise Him tonight. And so we're satisfied with His house because of the praise that's in the house tonight. And not only that, but there's something else. However, we're satisfied with the house of God. Verses 2, and the Bible said, O thou that hearest prayer, and amen, unto thee shall all flesh come. And O thou that hearest prayer, and satisfied with His house because of the prayer that's given in His house tonight. And oh, it's a house of prayer. Jesus was very definite about that. And brother, He honored the Father's house, and He respected the Father's house. And brother, He said His house should be called a house of prayer. Amen. It's a house of prayer. That's what the prayer rooms are for. And that's what they're for, is to pray and praise the Lord. Amen. And that's what the service is for. And we're here to pray. And then I say, and the Muslims and all those, most of them are more devout and they're praying than the Baptists are. Amen. And they carry their prayer rugs around. And wherever they're at, they'll spread them out and get on and pray to Allah, a dead God. Amen. But I'm glad we got something better than that tonight, and I'm satisfied with the Lord's house because it is a house of prayer for the Lord Jesus tonight. And then not only that, but you see now we're satisfied because of the house of God, because it's a place of prayer. And He said, O thou that hearest prayer, we'll get to more of that in just a moment. And not only that, that you know the house of God is just simply a place that feels like home. Amen. It's just feels like home, doesn't it? It's the Father's house. Hey, if I'm a child of God, if I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ, then I ought to feel at home in the Father's house. And because I'm the one that's saved by the grace of God. And if you're saved by the grace of God, whether we're at home in the Father's house. Look what He said about that in verses 4. And the Bible said, blessed is a man whom God chooses and calls it to approach unto thee. Stop there for just a minute and run a rabbit on this. And brother, God chose us. We didn't choose Him. Amen. And brother, when God convicted me of my sins, I wasn't looking for the Lord. I wasn't searching for the Lord. But I tell you, He found me that night and got me under conviction. And if I left that night and left lost without God, and that there might have been a time in that future and that I'd have been coming back looking for God. And brother, I'm telling you, God initiates the search for the sinner.
that he knows exactly who they are, and brother, he brings that conviction upon the heart of those that comes under of age, and brother, they get saved by the grace of God. And because, brother, listen, he said in that verse, he said, is the blessed is the man whom thou chooses and causes to approach unto thee, unto God. And I'm going to tell you that night that I got saved, and brother, God caused me to approach unto him. And there was a drawing power in my life that night, and the Holy Ghost of God was drawing me to Jesus Christ and an altar prayer, and I got saved by his grace, because God chose to draw me and to bring me to the place of repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen tonight. And because of the faith, listen now, get down to the point that I was going to get to. He said, and that he may dwell in thy courts, and we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. And brother, it just feels like home, and because we're children of God tonight, and even of the holy temple. Amen. Satisfied by being in the Lord's house, because we are children of God, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus, and I'm home tonight because of my relationship to God, and there's a place in this community that I can worship God in tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, we got a feeling of home. Amen. And you know what the feeling of home is? You just feel like you're just one of God's children. Amen. And just like moving into church, just like we came in here. And I feel at home tonight. And you may not think I ought to be at home, but I'm at home tonight in the house of God. And I feel like that because I'm saved. I'm in my Father's house. And we're together in the Father's house. And I just feel like being at home tonight. Amen. It's good to feel at home. Amen. That's, you know, home brings a special relationship. There's an intimacy in being at home. Amen. And you, when you go to your house, which is your home, and brother, there's an intimacy there that you find nowhere else. You can pull your shoes off, and you can put your feet up, and you can relax because you're home. And you don't get them down, run and get your shoes when one of the children walks in, or when your companion walks in, and you don't run get some and your shoes and put them back on, because you're at home. Amen. And we're at home tonight. We're in the Father's house. And I just want to say, it's a good place to be tonight. Amen. Amen. It's a good place to be. And so we're satisfied with it because it just feels like home tonight. Amen. I'm just being at home in the Father's house. I've got to found a home. Amen. And thank God there's a home. And a lot of folks in this, I've met folks that would say, I just can't find anywhere to go to church. And well, I don't believe that. And because I've been out of church, and we moved here to Georgia from Alabama, and we started looking for a church, and God put us in one, and I feel like God did that and gave us permission to come here, and I feel at home tonight, and there's a place that everybody can find to worship the Lord. Amen. And I knew this is where God wanted us. Amen. And now he may want somebody else somewhere else, but he wants us here. And I just feel like I'm at home tonight. Amen. And so if you write me any letters, I just address it home. Amen. And so there's the feeling of home. And so that's why I'm satisfied with this house tonight. I just feel at home. And now, amen, I just feel like I'm at home tonight. And then there was something else. And when we're satisfied with this house tonight, is because of the answer that God gives us. Amen. He said, by terrible things and righteousness, in verses 5, will thou answer us? Now that goes back to the matter of prayer in the preceding verse over there. But I'm going to tell you tonight, because thou wilt answer us. Amen. I'm glad we can get an answer to prayers. Amen. There comes a time, and there's times that we may feel like God's not answering our prayer, but he's working on it. Amen. And it may be like, maybe not like we want it to be, but it's going to get answered. Amen. And Daniel thought that at one time, and that God had forgotten about him, but God hadn't forgotten about him. Old Slewfoot had delayed the answer, but I'm telling you, the answer came because he prayed to the right God. Amen. And God gave an answer to his prayers. I thank God I feel at home today because I can find some answers in his house. I found a lot of answers in the house of God. I found a response to my soul. And when I cried out to God that day when God saved me, there was an answer to my prayer. I said, Lord, save me. And God saved me that night. He answered that prayer. And he's been answering prayers in the house of God ever since that day. You don't have to be in church to get prayers answered, but it's a good place to find relief and get them to God. Amen. And sometimes you answer them in church. Amen. And so we find because of the answer that God gives. And I know a lot of times I haven't been satisfied with his answer, but I just accepted what he did. And I found out later on that he knew better than I did, and he done it right when he done it. It was God's will and not my will. And that's what we respond to. God answers in his own will and in his own way. Amen. Amen. So there's I'm satisfied with this house tonight because I found some answers in the house of God. There's been times when I was under the basement and things weren't going well at all, and I just walk in the house of God by myself and get on the altar and be able to talk to God and lead there with an answer and lead there with peace. And because I went to his house and found that God was at home, it didn't matter. Listen, it doesn't matter who may or not, may not be in the house. If God's there, you can find an answer. So there's because of his answer. God gives answers to our prayers. I'm glad, thank God, that he does. Amen. Oh, God does that for us. Amen. And not only that, but let's go a little bit further in this chapter tonight. And because there's some gooder things in here too. There's some good things in here. But look what he said there in verses 6. I want to say I'm satisfied with this house tonight because of the peace that I find in his house tonight. Oh, the peace that he found in his house. Look what he said in verse 6. He said, By which his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. Brother, God gives peace in the midst of a storm. He's an expert at stilling the tumult of the people and giving us peace in the midst of a storm. We're in a country tonight that's in turmoil. Yes. It's everywhere. Amen. There's turmoil everywhere. Yes. But don't you thank God for a place tonight we can come in here and find peace? Yes. Amen. Amen. Just to come away from the world for a while. And get apart from the news for a while. And get apart from the things that's going on in our country being turned wrong side out because we refuse to get right with God. And America has walked away from God and rejected the Lord. And because of that, and we're living in turmoil tonight. Amen. But in God's house, there's peace. Amen. It feels good to come in His house and have peace, doesn't it? Yeah. Amen. Thank God for the peace of God that passeth all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. I'm glad we got peace tonight. And so he said in the midst of those things and the noise of the waves and the waves and the noise of the sea, and like the Lord Jesus walked out on and the disciples in the boat, and the sea was rolling and in tumult and a storm was raging, and he stilled the waves. Amen. At one time in his ministry, he stilled the waves and the tumult of the people. God knows how to get control of the people. Amen. Yes, he does. So you see, because of the peace that I find in the house of God. I believe the house of God's a place for peace, don't you? It's not a place to fight. Amen. It's not a place to fume and argue and all those things that are going on. I moved to Alabama and took a church over there, and they sort of had a record of fighting. You know, there was fighting, and I'm talking about in the parking lot. I'm not talking about fist and knuckle, but almost. And even in the house of God after church over, saying things. I told them when I went there, I said, let me tell you this. I said, I'm no referee. I'm not going to referee any fights. If you've got a fight, you find someplace else to go. Amen. Because we're not fighting around here.
Amen.
And I meant that. You say, you're not very big. No, but I got a big God. Amen. He knew how to stop that mess. Amen. It's a place of peace. And there's so many places in tumult tonight. And we ought to praise God. We've got a peaceful place. We ought to pray, and we ought to pray for God to maintain the peace of God in our hearts and our minds. And we work together. We worship together. And we praise God together. We sing together. We preach together. Why? Because we're in a place of peace. It's a peaceful place. And God can still the storm in the lives of individuals and the spiritual storms in our lives. God can calm those storms. Amen. We have storms of all kinds. Family storms. Problems. Sin storms, things that come past us all the time. Financial storms. God knows how to steal the storm. Amen. The house of God's a good place to bring that problem.
Amen.
I've seen folk through the years, they get something going wrong in their life, and the first thing they do is start laying out of church. The worst thing they could do is walk away from the church. Because in the church is found people that prays for you. They'll help you along the way. I'm telling you, and brother, you can get victory if you'll stay with the Lord and stay in the house of God. And brother, and I've seen them do it time after time. And things go wrong, and they get out of church, and things get worse, you see. But I've seen those that stayed with God, stayed in the church, and things got better. Amen. It's because of the peace we find in the house of God. Oh, what peace we have tonight. And David said here, I shall be satisfied. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. And there's some good things about church. Amen. And there's some good things about church. We've got a good place to worship. And we've got a good pastor. Amen. And we got a good God. We've got a good Holy Ghost. We got a good song service. And we got good talent. We got those that can play and sing. And what else do we want in the house of God until we praise Him? That's what God put us here for.
Amen.
Is enjoying what we have.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Just come in here with liberty in your heart to worship God. You've got liberty to testify. Stand up and praise the Lord. Tell your experiences what God's done for you that day. Amen. Boy, it's a good just be in the house of God tonight. And it's good to be in the because of the goodness of His house. And we've got peace in the house of God. Then number six, I want you to notice this. And because of His supply. God supplies all of our needs. Look what it said there in verses 9. Verses 9, thou visited the earth. And waterest it. Amen. Thou in greatly enriched it. What we ought to do is go out on the porch when it's raining and just say, God's watering this earth. God's watering this earth. It's God that's doing that. That's the reason rain sounds so good. I like to hear it just get something that plays rain. I found out they'd have done it on my phone. So I can tune up rain on my phone, listen to it rain, amen. And I tell you, and when it rains, and brother, when God waters His earth, it's a time to praise the Lord for it. It's good because God supplies all of our needs. If God didn't let it rain, we couldn't even eat.
Amen.
That's exactly right. Look what he said now in verses 9 there. He said, that greatly enriches it with a river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. And thou blessest the springing thereof. Amen. And brother, God supplies what we need to sustain our lives. Amen.
Amen. Right.
Somebody can go out and say, boy, I'm a good farmer. I got a green thumb. Your thumb wouldn't be a bit green weren't for God. Amen. God's the one that causes it to grow. Amen. God's the one that causes. He gives the water to water it with.
Yeah.
Amen. You take an old, listen, you take, I planted some trees down in Alabama. Some guy gave me some white oak trees, and I planted them. I thought, boy, 30 years, I'd have a good shade. Amen. Yeah. And so they just died away. They just died away. And I got tired of going around them one day. I was out in the yard. They was withering away. I just run over the lawnmower, just cut them down. I just run over every one of them. I said, I'm not weed eating around them any longer. I'm just going to run. And I run over them. And the next spring, I went out there. And one of those trees, it'd been raining. Amen. And one of those trees had a big old sprout coming out right up beside of it. Big old white oak sprout. And I just left. And when I moved from Alabama, it done got pretty big. Not from down there, but you know. Well, who done that? God watered that old dead root. There was life in it, and God enriched that. And it's God that gives us that. Amen. It's God that, yeah, He supplies all of our needs. And every time, listen, when that's the reason we ought to thank God for our food tonight. Because God gave it to us. Amen. And I know somebody said, well, I worked for it. And I went to the grocery store and I bought it. Yeah, it wasn't for God, it wouldn't have been in the store. It wasn't for God, it wouldn't have had a job. It wasn't for God, it wouldn't have even been a store. God is good to us. Amen. He supplies all of our needs. And you can tell by looking at us, God supplies us abundantly with food. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. So you see, because of His supply, the goodness of His house, that's the reason. That's the reason I'm going to be satisfied with His house, because of His supply. And I firmly believe this. If I got out of church and got away from God, brother, I'm telling you, God cut some of my supply off. You know this one thing? Listen, the one that eats best in the family is the one that belongs to the family. Amen. It's doing right and living right. Amen. And so because of the supply that God gives, and then I want to get down to the last thing tonight. I want you to notice why we're satisfied with the house of God. Because it's His house. Amen. It's His house. And that's what He said up there in verses 4. Once again, I'll read that again. He said, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of Thy house. It's God's house tonight. It belongs to the Lord. I know I said that while ago, but I'm telling you, Brother Jesus loved the house of God.
Amen.
He loved the house of God.
Yes.
It's His house. It's thy house. And Jesus said over in John chapter 2, Jesus went to the temple that day, and of course there was a bunch of folks in there. There's selling turtle doves and pigeons, and there's chain giving folks some of the offering, and there was buying that, and there were money changers there, and they'd set up store inside the house of God, and they were if you didn't have anything to make a sacrifice with, you just go over there and they'll sell you something over there in the house of God, and they're making good money on it. They was making money on that. And when Jesus went to the house of God that day, what did Jesus do? He went inside the house of God. He got tired of it. And brother, He turned the tables over. He scattered the money and made him a cord and scourged them and drove them out of the temple. And they remembered what the Word of God had said in Psalm 69, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Somebody'd say, boy, Jesus got in the flesh that day. He sure did. He got in their flesh.
Amen.
I mean, because of this, He said, this is my Father's house. It's His house tonight. That's the reason I respect the house of God, because it's His house tonight. You say, well, it's just brick and wood and vinyl and masonite and plywood and glass and all. I know it is, but it's the Lord's house. It was dedicated for the service to worship the Lord in. And when God's people down through the years have met to worship the Lord and praise the Lord, because it belongs not to me and you, but it's the house of God. It's where God meets with us every time we come.
Amen.
Amen. And so Jesus demonstrated that over in John chapter 2, verse 17.
Been a joy to be with you today. Meet us in the house of God this morning here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Thank you for listening today. May God bless you until we meet you again next Sunday. Amen.